Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
The Amazon Alexa is turning 10 years old. Now, this is something I have talked about a ton. I've actually railed against Alexa, Siri, and Google Voice Assistant specifically, probably for the last year and a half, ever since ChatGPT came out. And I was like, why do these things, are these things not just attached to ChatGPT? And, you know, they can all make their own AI models. In the meantime, these would be way better because, as we all know, it feels like Siri got abandoned. Alexa didn't feel like it made a lot of progress. There was a lot of terrible things about them. And AI fixed all of those things with them. Like, the capabilities have been there. So Amazon, it looks like, is making some really exciting steps forward to improving the Alexa. But this isn't an area that has been super profitable for them. So you sort of understand why it got abandoned, even though, like, they've obviously sold a lot of devices. They've been losing money on this. Anyways, Jamie, why don't you tell everyone just how much money Amazon has been losing on this?
So apparently, in the past 5 years, between 2017 and 2021, they lost $25 billion with a B dollars. And in 2022, they lost $10 billion in 1 year on Alexa. This is like pretty shocking to me. I wouldn't have thought that they would lose that much. They're calling it a loss leader. But it says, it says at a certain point, a loss leader actually just becomes a loss. And I think that's what's happening here because, you know, when Alexa first came out, it was pretty cool, pretty groundbreaking. It had a lot of cool stuff. You know, you could, order things or, tell it to play the music or tell you the weather. And, you know, it was pretty cool. But I think, you know, in the past 2 years, everything that's happened with AI, it really has become pretty antiquated, and they need to kind of move in a new direction and adopt some AI stuff. So have you heard what platform they're potentially partnering with, or do they have their own AI model? Do you know?
Yeah. So this is really interesting. And I think that I don't think Alexa is going to die. I think that there is a lot of hope for Alexa, and it's going to be, it's going to essentially have like a renaissance. It's going to come back to life for round two, and I'll tell you why. But first I wanted to say, if you're interested, like, I actually get a surprising amount of streams on my music on Apple and Spotify from Alexa devices. So I see essentially it's Amazon Music, but like a surprising amount. And that is because when people go to their Amazon Alexa and say, hey, Alexa, play some like relaxing spa music, or Alexa, play some, you know, some music to help me study or whatever, Alexa will do a direct search and oftentimes will find my music and show it up. So that's one thing that I think is awesome. It's cool that it can do that with my music. And by the way, if you're interested in like doing the music side hustle, you need to join our school community. I have a whole course and a whole bunch of videos explaining exactly how I got started uploading music. And I make $2,000 to $3,000 a month right now, 100% passive. When I say passive, I don't do anything. I just log into the account and withdraw the money every month. And I've done that for about 5 years almost now. To some varying degree, although it's grown over the last 3 years, probably. So if you're interested in that side hustle, go join our school community. I outline everything. The school community is $15 this week. We're going to bump it up to $50 a month. But for this week, if you go join it, you get it for $15 a month. We have tons of content that we share in there, but specifically this music idea. Now, the one other thing that's in the school community that I think is important for this Alexa is the Alexa is going to pivot from just being sort of a quote unquote Google search, especially with the Google Assistant. And when I say Alexa, I mean Google, Siri, and Amazon Alexa. It's going to pivot from that to being an AI model search. So Siri is going to run either ChatGPT or an Apple model. Google is going to run Google Gemini. And Alexa, Amazon has announced that they have their own AI model that they're going to be using for a lot of things. And I'm assuming this is getting baked into the Alexa. Now, if you want your business to rank, so when someone says, hey, Alexa, schedule me a dentist appointment for, you know, at the best local dentist at like 2 o'clock tomorrow, and it's got AI to actually do that, or more likely this seems like something that the Apple intelligence, you know, is kind of dubbing itself as being able to do. If you want your own business to show up when someone says that, you need to know how to rank your business in AI models, which is literally getting the AI model to promote your business. I recently talked to someone that has been doing this for his show, and it was absolutely fascinating. And I outlined exactly how we did this in one of our bonus content over on the school community. So go check that out there. But even if you're not over there, like I'm telling you now, that people are doing this. This is something you need to pay attention to. You need your business to be able to rank in these AI models, and not just your business, but your own personal brand, your own person. Like these, they'll promote people and things. And so to me, that's absolutely fascinating. I think there's a ton of alpha there. And that's why I'm so bullish on, I think these things not dying. The other reason I'm like, I think these things aren't going to die is because it feels like they're getting integrated into, like Apple intelligence and other like agent like technologies in ways that these voice assistants weren't that great in the past. Like Cortana on your laptop, on your Windows laptop, like it just wasn't that great in the past. But if they have an actual AI model and more one that's integrating with stuff on your device, I feel like these things are going to get so, so useful. And that's when they're going to essentially be kind of reborn.
Yeah. I mean, I think people don't really realize how much this is going to be the future. AI search, AI ranking, all this kind of stuff is really, I mean, SEO is kind of going by the wayside, and it's going to be now AI SEO, or I don't know exactly what you would call it, but you need to know, stay updated and know how to do this and why it's important. I think you bring up a great point with the music, especially if you're trying to just make money streaming. You know, if you're titling, I'm assuming you're titling your music, whatever genre it is. So if it's like, like you've mentioned, relaxing piano music before, I could easily see somebody asking Alexa to play that instead of, you know, they wouldn't necessarily type that in on a computer, but if they're just looking for some kind of, like, let's say they're having a, you know, a cocktail party and they want to have relaxing piano music, you know, they're going to ask Alexa. And I feel like that is, I had never thought about that, but in a way, what you're doing with the streaming side hustle is also SEO and a ranking hustle of sorts. Would you say that's correct?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. The music thing, it's all about ranking. It's, and I think, well, I actually get a lot of streams from Apple Music too, which is just like people searching on their phone, because Apple's search algorithms for most of their apps is actually very simple, including podcasts, by the way. But I think that there is still a big chunk that comes from like Alexa's as well, and like people asking their voice assistants to play music. I think it's so interesting. Okay, so Jamie, this is the craziest stat I recently saw. So I think Jeff Bezos, like you mentioned, they lost a lot of money on these devices, $25 billion, I think you said. And what something really interesting I saw is the goal was just like market saturation. So Jeff Bezos was trying to just like get as many devices out. He said there was 100 million homes with Alexa devices. I mean, that's crazy. But he said with 400 million devices out there, meaning everyone would have on average 4 devices per home. And I'm sure that skews. A lot of people probably just have one, but then what? Some people have 8. I'm so confused by that number. Do you know anyone that has more than one Alexa?
I don't, but I guess my only thought is maybe if they have like a, if they have a Amazon Fire tablet, maybe that has Alexa on it, or if they have maybe the Fire Stick, the Fire TV, like maybe if the voice command on that is Alexa, I don't know, but that does seem excessive.
You're right.
Although my nephews, I know, used to have the little Echo Dots in their rooms, and they use them kind of like walkie talkies. They could talk to each other with them. So like, maybe that's what they're doing. I don't know.
That's hilarious. Yeah. Sometimes I really wonder about these numbers of these companies. So for example, the Google Home Mini, they like had a deal where if you got like a family plan on Spotify, which was like $15 a month, you got a free Google Home Mini, which was like $50. And so I went and got like 10 family plans. So I got 10 Google Home Minis. And like, I just gave them away to people for free. I don't even know why I wanted them all. I'm like, this is $15 for Google Home Mini. Yeah, I'll get 10 of them. Anyways, I wonder how many like of Alexa did similar stuff. I wonder how many of these stats are like stupid stuff like that. Because they really were giving like so many promotions. They're giving so many away. I wonder how many are just like random people got them for free and maybe never used them. I don't know.
That's funny.
Anyways, I do think that there's obviously a lot of people that do use them. You're right about the Fire tablets. That's probably how they're getting sneaky on their reporting. They definitely include the Fire tablets with that. So that's interesting. Okay, I have to tell you one last thing that I thought was funny on this story from one of the Alexa people when they were first building out this whole, when they're building out like this whole like department, because it obviously, I'm just trying to like wrap my brain around how they lost $25 billion a year on it. So apparently they hired 10,000 people to work on the Alexa department over at Amazon. Amazon did. And then they did a study and were like, what exactly are people using their Alexas for? And from that, they found that they used it for, I think, three things. They used it to set timers, change the lights, and play music. Those are like the three main things. And the one of the spokespeople over at Alexa said, I'm trying to remember the direct quote. Oh, yeah, he said, "We worried we've hired 10,000 people and we've just built a smart timer." I think it's kind of funny. Sometimes they really, I feel like in big tech, you kind of get ahead of yourself. And maybe before you really have product market fit or know what everyone's using your tool for, you invest really heavily in it. And sometimes you need to do that to be the winner. But 10,000 people for a smarter timer is pretty impressive numbers.
Well, and I think, I do think they spent a lot of money on training as well. Training on different voices and accents and things like that. Because I did a hustle one time. I forget the company was called, but they paid me $50, I think it was, for an hour of me just reading different sentences and things to use my voice to train Alexa. And I'm guessing the company was getting a pretty good cut too. So Amazon is probably paying out quite a bit of money to to train as well. So, but yeah, that's a funny point that people are just using for timers and to change their lights. And that's, yeah.
How did you find that program where they paid you to use your voice to train it?
Oh man, it was a while ago now. I'm trying to remember what it was called.
I'm sure the program's not there. I just like, for people that are like interested in like how you find a random program online that pays you to do a thing. Like, I don't know. I'm just curious, like how you stumbled on that. As an interesting side hustle right there.
It was cool. It was something I could, it was like a one-time deal. I wish it was like a regular gig you could just do over and over, because then it would be pretty good money actually.
How much did they pay you for it?
It was like, I think it was like $50 it was like, it took me like an hour.
Okay.
It was pretty good. I'm just trying to see if I can find it in my email, but I can't find it. But anyways, yeah, it was pretty good.
That's awesome. That's so funny. Well, overall, I think that this is obviously a super big area that has a lot of room to grow. We're going to see these AI voice assistants take on a whole new life, especially when Apple comes out with Apple Intelligence and really rolls that out with Siri and a lot of their features, which they said they've now delayed till next year, which kind of annoys me. Some of the exciting features where it like takes over your phone and actually does things. That's okay. It's going to be exciting when it comes. In anticipation for that, you need to be ranking your business on these AI models. Absolutely. And if you want to learn how to do that, go join our school community. It's $15 just today for this week. It's $15 for this week, and next week we're going to bump it up, and we're going to keep increasing the price till it's $50 a month and maybe eventually $100. So join it this week, lock in your $15, and go figure out how to get your business embedded in these AI models so that when people ask what the best business is in your niche, these AI models recommend you, especially on these voice assistants. I think it's going to be huge. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast today. I hope you all have an amazing rest of your day. If you enjoyed the episode, Jamie and I would be so grateful if you could leave us a review. We seriously really, really do appreciate the reviews. We appreciate you all listening, and we hope that you all have an amazing rest of your day.